You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Archie MacDonald joins us now to spend a few minutes discussing courtesy, you know, like please and thank you, that may be becoming all too uncommon.
You probably will judge I watch entirely too much television, because here comes another visit based on something I saw on our set the other day. The Foundation for a Better Life at values.com took advantage of the 200th anniversary of the birth of Charles Dickens with a PSA straight out of Oliver, the musical based on Dickens' Oliver Twist. You know this scene. Child laborer brings his empty dinner bowl to the master and says, "Please, sir, I want some more." "More?" roars the master, and another waif pipes up and says, "Well, he did say please." When the boy said that, he got some more. The spot concludes by reminding viewers that saying please and thank you should be employed often in human communication. Viewing this a couple of times got us to wondering why an expensively produced television moment should be devoted to such a fundamental of people-to-people interaction. After all, doesn't everyone say please when making a request and thank you when courtesy is shown? Evidently not. People the world over express requests and appreciation in words not limited to national boundaries. In France, one hears merci and s'il vous plaît constantly. The German says bitte and danke, and you know what he means. In Spain, gracias. In Italy, grazie and prego will get you by. In Japan, an international leader in politeness, domo arigato gozaimasu and dozo decorate virtually every encounter. That one may be a little difficult for our Occidental ears, but voice inflection and body language make even the dullest among us aware of the sentiment such communication carries. Please and thank you and merci and all the rest come down to things as simple as they are important. Civility, mutual respect, and that old standard, the golden rule. Pity we have to be reminded by television of the manners our mothers taught us. Now let me get this day started right. Thank you for listening to these Friday morning follies. And please join me here for as many Fridays as Red River Radio will allow us to visit. And thanks, Kate, for making me sound better on the radio than I really do.
At Red River Radio, we give our most humble thanks to Archie MacDonald for his weekly contributions to his local public radio station. He's been part of our Friday mornings for more than a decade now. He's a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. You can find his previous commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page. Programming on Red River Radio is supported by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.